everybody. Well, today's the end of the week. If your week started on Monday, and you have a five-day work week, so today's Friday. The date is 6-6-2014, which is June 6, 2014. So, let's do a clearing for people. Maybe anxiety, maybe situations that you could have happened to you, occurred during the week that wasn't promising for you, or stuff. So here we go. This is a stuff clearing. Think of the stuff that you had during the week, and we will help you to release one of your stuffings. So here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, in case you need a little more energy, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, let's energize the light beam. So again, you want to bring it up on your monitor screen. And here we go. Energize it to bring peace energy into your room and also you. Feel stronger, 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 and stronger. Hey, you should be feeling pretty well. So let's bring our co-host on. Ann, are you out there?
I am, Ron. Hello, and hello, everyone listening. I'm not sure if you said the date, Ron. It's June 6, 2014. It's Friday night. It's Friday night on, rather, we're going to have Paranormal Friday. So, and we also have another guest host on. Cindy, are you there?
I am. Welcome, everyone, and thank you, Ron and Ann.
Thanks for clearing the week, Ron. I think everyone appreciates that. Most people in the U.S. have a Monday, or many people in the U.S. have a Monday to Friday work week. And even if you don't have exactly that, you, I'm sure, need some clearing off from your work time. And we have quite a few questions on CLS questions at yahoo.com. And did you want to start, Cindy? Do you want to read an email, perhaps, and get us started?
Well, actually, I would like to read something from the chat.
Okay.
Because I'm not logged into the emails yet.
Okay.
We have a request for clearing for D-Day, World War II, 1944. So I guess I'm oblivious. Was that June 6, 1944?
I think it's June 7th.
I'm not sure. Oh. Well, Ron, did you say that we can't clear things in advance?
No, because they haven't occurred yet, but I could go back in the past and clear that date. So here we go, everybody. Let's look at that date, and we'll see what happens. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. Oh, boy. One, two, three. A lot of stuff there. Four and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. A little heavy. But anyway, there we go. So, I guess back to you.
Great. Thank you so much, Ron. I'm just now logging in. So, I do have a question in regard to a healing you did Wednesday night. And I was so into the clearing, I forgot what the name was. However, one of our listeners had put in the chat, thank you for clearing corporations. And I'm wondering if that's something that you would want to do tonight to kind of extend what we worked on Wednesday.
Well, that's interesting, Cindy and Ron, because we have an email with a question. I'm going to work for and invest in a new company. How do I clear it before I start there? So it kind of goes along.
Okay.
That's interesting that two people have, they're such similar questions.
First want to clear the space. You'd probably want to clear the people that maybe are hiring you or the person. And then also, I would probably clear your job title. And then also, anybody that, if you're replacing somebody, the person that you're replacing very possibly may not like you, not really you yourself, but the person that's getting their job. So and they could be putting some curses on you, you know. Oh, that's a possibility. So you might do some homework and find out what happened to the person that had your job title or you got hired. You could be winding up into getting yourself involved in a lot of negative stuff and wondering what the heck's happening to you. So I don't want to, you know, scare that listener, but you have to realize that if somebody got laid off, we'll say, from a job, and they maybe they're there for... you know, the standard scenario, what's happening now is that people are being demoted from a 40-hour work week, typically, to maybe less. And then also people that might be getting close to retirement age, you know, the company says, well, you're getting close, I don't want to give you any benefits, so goodbye, Charlie. You could be dealing with somebody who's been there for a long time who had your job, and you don't know about that person, but they may be really upset with the company and hoping that they fail, and you just took on that position. Well, that's the way to look at it. You know, do your homework. So, the thing that I can add to that, but that's what I would think you may wish to do.
Well, as you were speaking, Ron, I thought, wow, there's a lot of things you could clear, like the building, like the desk and the chair that you sit on.
Yeah.
Even the name of the company, the name of all the people, like whoever hired you.
Yep, that's all true. Yep.
Yeah, and if you can find out the last person, I never would have thought of that, Ron. That's a great idea. The person who had your job before you. And then, of course, the more clearings you did, you want to, you know, you're hopefully going to be working with ethical and smart people that aren't, you know, doing something wrong to the world or to people. And hopefully if you're in your body and you're heart-centered, you're making, you know, really good decisions. And therefore, it would be a good
right.
And did the person that hire you, was it a replica? Was it a clone that hired you versus a human? They may have... different insight of what the job is going to be, because it may be, you know, a whole different energy as you're working for a clone versus a human. So you may want to look at that too. I don't know what to tell you about that, but you know, just need to know that you need to, you know, be successful at your job. So figure out what clearing you might need, because quite a few there. And you don't want to get yourself, you know, in a situation as a bad vibe from somebody else that actually left the company. I was, you know, putting curses on it. So I would definitely look at that first. So anyway, back to you.
Right.
Well, I have a question. I'm sorry. I have a question regarding the slavery clearing. It's even hard for me to say. Again, we touched base on this Wednesday, but you have the clearing corporation on the slavery clearing. I've never been in there, so I'm not sure what else is tied up in there, though. Slavery clearing could be a very good one to do.
Yes, I remember a testimonial not too long ago that someone said they really had a profound release when they did the slavery clearing. I have not done it either.
Right. I had not thought about corporations, but that makes sense. And also with the previous employee, especially in the, you know, previous days, they could have felt like they were slaves to the job or slave to the boss.
Yep. Let's do a slavery clearing for everybody. So you may want to just look and see or think where you're a slave. whatever that would be to you. And here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. Oh dear. One, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. That's helped you, everybody. So back to you.
Okay, Ron,
thank you.
Well, we have, I don't want to jump around here too much, but we did just get an email in, and then Cindy, if you can look at them, maybe you can tell me which ones were already went over on Wednesday, or if we have, if they're all new ones in there. But someone's asking to clear 227 Kilburn, I'm not sure what that means, and regrets. I don't know if they want, does that have some meaning in the world, 227 Kilburn? I've never heard of that.
Maybe that's the address of the listener, and she's regretting or sad about activity that happened there.
Hmm.
It sounds like an address to me.
Okay. Could we just do, Ron, a clearing for regrets for people?
Yeah, that sounds good, yeah. Oh, a regret clearing?
So yes.
Think of time that you maybe had a regret. Here we go. So one, two, three, oh yeah, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, let's see how that is doing for everybody there.
Okay. By the way, a listener did say that today, the 6th, is the anniversary of D-Day, Ron. So that's good that we cleared that. Thank you. And then we have go ahead, Cindy.
Well, I'm sorry. I was just going to ask about the address again. Would it be helpful to do the ley lines or the landlines?
That'd be terrific, Ron.
Yeah, I think the person should go on and try that themselves on that location and
right.
get into one of them. Just doing a quick sample is not going to really benefit that much. So.
Okay.
those ley line and grid line clearings are really good. And I was speaking to someone today who comes from a small town, a very small town in a small state. And he said there are huge numbers of people whose ancestors lived in this town. And it's very poor. And the kids, even today's generation, like kids are getting out of school and stuff, just don't leave. And does that sound like a ley line thing is going on there, Ron? Grid lines and ley lines?
Or maybe abduction stuff going on with people can't leave. They're programmed. So something like that, I would say that'd be correct, yeah.
Okay. And we have a couple of comments about the corporation discussion. One listener said, I put slave corporation next to my name in the soul family disconnection. So that's a great idea. And then she ran it for 480 minutes.
Very good.
Does that sound like, sounds like a good idea, right?
Yeah. I remember the corporation energies is what is sort of the slavery here. So you need to maybe do your own research on it. And probably be just enlightened by what's happening there. Of what you can get yourself out of. Can't talk too much about that, but it's up to you people to do your research. Google it, find out who started the first corporation, because that's the first enslavement, and how they maybe have done that, possibly. But just get your feet wet on it so you can get stuff released off of you.
Okay.
Right. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Go ahead, Dan.
I wanted to mention
that there. We have an email from a listener, and I'm not sure if it's already been addressed. However, The listener says, I did the self-empowerment clearing 2 years ago, the deluxe prosperity clearing. Great results, received several raises, and enjoyed the work. Whoa, what a great testimonial. However, there is a possibility that I may be moved around in the organization with a possible wage decrease. And the question is, should I purchase the unlimited prosperity clearing and the psychic billboard and try to head off this projection? And that kind of ties into the corporate scenario, I felt. So, Ron, would it be helpful for that listener to purchase the unlimited prosperity clearing and the psychic billboard to divert what he thinks might happen?
Well, like a billboard is useful mainly because you want to change the reality that you're in the present moment. Go to the next present moment with a different reality as people see you changing. You know, remember, the people are going to read you and connect with your energy in a different way. So that's always good to do. The other one, I don't know, I'd say you'd have to kind of think on that one. Very possibly, I would say, you know, yes, but, you know, it's kind of how your body's resonating to that.
Do you think that could get back into the slavery clearing to clear the corporation and some entities involved in that move?
Oh, you know, that's what I would do, is just look and just kind of see how that you know, the corporation one is affecting you. We have some more insight.
Excellent. Thank you so much. And Ann, you had a question or a comment?
No, I think unless, you know, I'm really enjoying talking about work and people having these job issues. So I don't know if we want to move on from that already. Let me just check here. Well, somebody wrote, that's what I wanted to say. Yes, somebody wrote that they're kind of having a good situation. I started working for a company that's owned by the same company as my last position. However, the group of people are so different, much more relaxed, genuine, still a lot of work, but much better. The culture is different, even though both companies are owned by the same parent company. So that's good. Somebody's having a more positive experience at work.
Oh, yes, that is great.
And I'm wondering, Ron, what caught my attention when Cindy was reading that last email was the word projection. And I know we've talked about the law of attraction before, but I wonder, you know, is this person thinking about a negative future, perhaps, for themselves, or the possibility of a negative future? And you have talked a lot about how that law of attraction, the way it's typically taught, is a mind energy, not going to work. But could this person be inadvertently putting himself on timelines?
Oh, if you're thinking about your future, I wouldn't go past 2 days. Oh, you may be able to go further, but everything now is so new and recreated. You know, I wouldn't go 2 days into the future. Start looking for things beyond 2 days. The 2 days you're probably going to be safe with, that's more of the, say, the now time. I'm not saying that correctly, because the now is only in the present moment, but we'll just say that the now time can, say, sort of have a little more leeway for 2 days. Let's just kind of put it that way. Well, if you go 3 days or 2 weeks or 6 months and trying to figure out your reality that you're going to be dealing with, you know, in that time, then all of a sudden you're going to be put onto those timelines and you're being taken out of the now. So, no, I wouldn't go past 2 days and, you know, use your psychic billboard to create your reality, you know, day by day, or maybe you could check into it, see how people are responding to you, you know, maybe halfway through the day, and then get on a computer and kind of change the results that you're dealing with as you're navigating through their timelines and maybe your timelines too for that day. Well, you just got to remember that if you get too far out there, you know, 3 days, maybe a week out or something, and you're being drawn onto timelines, and those timelines are of duality, which you don't want to get onto, you're going to be having a really rough ride. Let's just say that you do that, okay? You do that, and you're planning, let's just say that you're attempting to maybe purchase an item, right? Let's just kind of go that route. So maybe you see maybe you want to buy a suit or a pair of clothes or something, and you don't have enough money in your pocket, but you're going to be saving money, and then maybe it'll take you a month to save the money up to buy your item. A lot of people do this, and work this way, okay? Because, normally, people are on a fixed budget, and they need to save what they can to get what they want to have in a certain amount of time. So let's look at that and just figure that as being correct, okay? Now, what's going to happen? They're projecting out that maybe they need $100 in a month, so they're projecting out $100 or $1,000, whatever it's going to be. And all of a sudden, they get caught under these timelines, and you could be making that money. And you go, well, this is working great. And then all of a sudden, it gets taken away from you because you're in duality. Our side says, oh, this person's happy. They made their $1,000, right? So they're jumping up and down, and they're good. And now we're going to get them. We're going to have it stolen or something. And they set you up to lose it, or you lose your wallet with the money in it when you're going down to buy your new gizwiz or whatever. And all of a sudden you go, oh, man, what a downer that is. I saved and put all this energy into manifesting this here for a month. I worked overtime. I did all this here. Well, you're on a timeline that you created into the future, and very possibly that timeline could, go completely against you as they switch you into a negative timeline to lose it all. Well, that's why you don't want to go out there too far. You want to stay in the now. Then project in the now with source energy, and because there's so many more possibilities. See, when you're going out onto timelines, you're using mind energy, and you're trying to weed your way through, all of these situations and problems and people's energies and the blockages and everything else, trying to maneuver from step A to step B, maybe going sideways a lot. Where in source energy, once you're in the moment and you do that projection and you use source energy, then you don't have to go through all this stuff. That's the difference. It's both systems. The darkness copied the light. And so both systems are almost identical, except working with the light, with your spirit in the moment, is so much more easier to do because there's no drama and trauma, and you stay in the now timeline. Oh, that's the difference. One way is it's more effortless. Do something when you're working with your spirit. And the other way, you're on a timeline or many timelines going up and down and back and forth, and it's much harder. Unless you have a possibility of having it taken from you. Maybe you buy your new gizwiz and you bought your special big screen TV, and it's in your car, and you have to go into a store to either buy some groceries or something, and you come out, and all of a sudden, your TV's missing. Got stolen. Somebody wanted it more than you, and for a better price. And all of a sudden, you go, oh, man. And just think how much energy you put out to get that, to save all that, to maneuver and to maybe put out your thoughts so that you would make this sale, that you're a salesperson on commission, so you put all this energy out each day. And maybe if you're doing affirmations, I don't recommend doing, this way, but we're looking at the dark side way of that thought for people to do and to use. And you're doing all this energy work. And it is having success for you. But, like I said, the bottom line is, what's going to happen at the end? Is it going to be taken from you? So that's why you want to work in the now. Hopefully I answered your question there. But that's the main thing. You want to project in the now. So if you're looking at, am I going to have this job in 6 months? Am I worried and this, that, and the other? Well, you're going to bring that right to you. Automatic, no-brainer, Remember, in the dark energies, your thoughts control your reality. Thoughts are powerful, and so are other people's thoughts. And the other people's thoughts are going to control you more than your own. So that's why you want to do the psychic billboard, to have it much easier for you so that you can have people maybe like you more than to actually hate you for what you're doing on your job. know, it'd be like if you were the main salesman at an organization. Maybe you're selling cars, right? And you're going in there and you're making more sales because you're in the moment. And the people, instead of being jealous of you, they may see you, because you're using source energy with your spirit, they may see you as not having rough edges on you. Whereas if you're using mind energy, you know, it's a battle of the minds. And they go, oh, man, this person got me this time. We'll get him next, you know, the next day or something. We'll do some, spells on him, you know, so that we can get that next person walking in, make a sale tomorrow because he's too good or she's too good. That's the difference. So once you realize that, it's much easier to work in the now than it is working on timelines. Oh, back to you, ladies.
Okay, yes, thank you so much, Ron. Really helpful information. Okay, Cindy, that you suggested the creation lightship timeline being on the creation lightship now timeline of light. Is that the best thing for people to do, Ron? Like, let's say you're starting a new job and you don't want to project, of course, negatively in your future or be too much in your future at all, but is the best thing to do if, for instance, you start a new job, to still command to be only on the CLS now timeline of light?
Yeah, you want to be in the now. Yes, that is correct. Uh-huh. And when you go into your job, if you're in the now, you're not going to be transmitting to people your worry, your fear, and your guilt, and everything else. You're just going to be in the now. And when you're in the now, it's very hard to be courted, okay? But right away, since you're not having energy coming to you from people, you're not courting them, they get along a lot easier. And they may not even recognize you as somebody that could maybe take their job away from them or something, or you're going to be actually, you know, selling in your job more than they are. So you're not causing that friction. Always do the mind to heart drop. Stay peaceful. When you're in peace, very hard to have somebody do anything to you, like having an argument. You know, it takes two people to have an argument, right? So if you don't argue, then the other person is going to run out of steam eventually and probably walk away. Right, ladies?
Right.
Yes.
Right. That's a good point. Well, you just mentioned mind to heart drop, Ron, and on Wednesday, one of our listeners put in the chat room a testimonial about the mind-to-heart drop. And the note says, I do the mind-to-heart drop over 20 times an hour, and it is great. It worked. I've seen a major change in my life. It's so exciting.
That's very, very nice. Wonderful.
Yeah, that's terrific.
And you say, absolutely. And Ron, you've mentioned to do the mind to heart drop approximately 5 to 10 times a day. Though, if we're having trouble staying in our heart, this would be a good way to help clear whatever the funk is.
That's true. Yeah, and you know, I think most people at first, you're going to have a hard time to do it once and become peaceful. But then, because the darkness out there doesn't really want you to be heart-centered or to be in the moment, they'll bring people into your life as you havoc. So you get knocked out of that peaceful state. And then, you know, it might take you 2 hours. You go, oh, wow, I should have done this a long time ago. I'll do it over again. But just keep doing it as much as you can. If 20 times, that's a lot to me. Although that's great. It's not that it's, you know, that it's unusual. Well, I think most people, like every 15 minutes, they could probably do at their work. I don't know. And they're doing something. But the more you do it, the easier it is to do it, and you're more peaceful. And then you're going to be bringing people to you because you're resonating peace. And, you know, who's going to be calling you on the phone, you know? Well, then likely, after the dark side realizes that they can't shake you and jar you and put you on other timelines, then you can listen to somebody like you're in customer service, you know. And I guess people in customer service, you know, typically going to be getting all the complaints. To the mind, a heart drop if you are in that. And all of a sudden the person calling you who's complaining about something, they see that you're not reacting. And all of a sudden you might, you know, you're going to change their whole energy by being there. Because you're not going to be drawing them to get angry or angrier. And all of a sudden they may just become peaceful too. All of a sudden you can solve the problem for them. All you are is peace. Can't do anything to peace. Peace is those sacred things that cannot be attached or attacked or anything else. Once you're in peace, that's it. You're in source energy. You have all of source energy, in a sense, working with you, and it doesn't know vocabulary. You see, that's the thing. Peace energy does not know vocabulary. It's not going to get your buttons pushed. That's
thank you, Ron.
Some buttons are bigger than others. Thank you.
We have an interesting, it's a little tied into this, Ron. I wonder if you could talk about this. We had an email asking, what is the difference between the healing call at 7 that is free and the healing call at 5:30 that costs $20?
Well, I guess you're talking about what I'm doing on this program here. So when we do clearings at 5:30, you have an hour or sometimes an hour and a half of healings. Well, I'm just doing samples. On those other calls, we're going into depth what your situation is, and you're choosing what the situation is. So, you know, all that I'm doing here is like education, what I'm doing, giving you a quick once-over of what happens. So if you feel better, you may want to look at some of those calls, you know, get more stuff off of you. Remember, the only reason why you're here living life on this planet is because you didn't ascend 2,000 years ago. Most people have been here for more than 2,000 years. So you're here because you had the wrong belief system and or you were never told the correct belief system and or you were abducted through many things. But the bottom line is everybody on this planet who has been here for more than 2,000 years has the possibility of ascending. That's fact. And the reason why we're overpopulated is because people never ascended. And there's more people here now. I mean, more people. So that's our overpopulation, because they didn't ascend. And, you know, if you've been here for, you know, most people have been here 30 to 50,000 years, and that would probably be, shortest stance is 30,000, I would think. Just think how many ascensions you missed. That's 15 if you've been here for 30,000 years. Where were you? What controlled you? Don't you feel a little tired? No, I would feel tired if I was here for that long. Wondering, gee, what did I happen to think of? Where did the dark side take me in this mind energy? You know, what is going on with me? No, how come I lost so much of my spirit? You know, as you weren't peaceful. And in source energy. That's the whole thing is that. So, well, you're only here because you went down wrong turn. Well, the turn that you took before wasn't the correct one. Now you're trying to get out of here, and now you have to realize that, yeah, well, I have all this stuff stored inside of me, all my ancestors' thoughts and beliefs. You have to clean it out to get more of your spirit with you. That's ascension. Getting your stuff, your garbage taken away from you. And more spirit energy. Otherwise, if you didn't have any thoughts right now, then you'd be glowing like a baby. Oh, I could ask you, why aren't you glowing like a baby? You go, gee, I don't know. Well, it's because of all these thoughts, and the thoughts separated you from source energy and put you into mind energy, which is darkness. So if you look at that way, you go, wow, I really made a mistake in this lifetime. I haven't been peaceful through my whole life. you can bring up all these scenarios that you probably have went through in this lifetime, which was not peaceful. Not, you know, all these things are in judgment. Source energy doesn't judge. And now you can get an understanding of what happened to you. And is it your fault? Well, you know, there's really no fault. And you change, yeah. You can get into peace by getting rid of the energies of mind and cleaning it out of your body. You can start glowing like a baby. That's where you need to be. Well, back to you, yes, Kathy. I mean, Ann.
Okay, yes, we're both here.
Well, Kathy out there, if you're listening.
I'm sure she is. yeah, and I just wanted to add to that, Ron, that question the person asked about the difference between the calls is that these shows are informational, and also you do many samples that are fabulous and they feel great, but they are just samples. So if Ron, for instance, does a mental clearing, he's releasing one issue. And if you feel very calm and relaxed after he does that, it's probably a sign that that healing, say the mental body healing, is a good one for you. And before we proceed, Ron, actually, could we have a sample of the mental body clearing?
Yeah, you just need to think of something that is bothering you. And it could be anything. It doesn't matter if it was today or in the past. As anything that is not in the now moment, you're on timelines, okay? So you're going to probably bring up a situation that would probably be your worst timeline that has the most energy on it. Another way of saying that is to think of a situation, you're probably on that timeline or many, many timelines of that as they're copy and pasted onto your body here. And so that's your biggest energy drain, biggest slavery, biggest torture, whatever it would be that they're doing to you because you're thinking about it. The real minor ones you don't really know about. Oh, you know, you're going to be bringing up the worst one that you're dealing with right now when you think about it. So here we go. And because you're on all those timelines, I can release one incident. I can't release all the timelines. That's up to you to do on the website. But I'll take away one of your traumas that you're dealing with. So here we go. Releasing that from you. This is like one out of a million. Oh, here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. There we go. That's released. So you got a little better. What I'm going to be doing for the people that are going to be on this month's intensive calls, on Sunday I'll be giving out the special clearing for those people. So it'll be a bonus. Special clearing. You will be able to use this clearing to retrieve your spirit energy from the thoughts that you have projected, we'll say, into your creations from your spirit. So it's going to be something that you could do this for probably, you know, your whole lifetime, but basically, you know, you may want to think about this, like an example, think about maybe a car that you had 10, 20 years ago or so. And did you put your energy into that car? Wash the car? Did you wax the car? Did you make it look nice? Well, you put your energy into it. What's your energy? It's your spirit energy. Even if it got, you know, into, you know, the wrecking yards and it got smashed, it's still there. Okay? So you can retrieve your energy from that. Maybe you went to the grocery store even today, and some people like to handle the fruit. Typically, right? They'll pick up maybe apples or oranges. You probably have seen this. And they kind of like feel the energy on, oh, this one's good, this one's bad, you know. Well, you put your energy into those pieces of what you're handling. Pulled out of that. Oh, it's a way that to get your spirit energy back to you. So naturally, as we live life each day, you can be doing tons of things on this clearing, but get the ones that are most predominant and ones that bother you a lot or you think about. You know, maybe you had something that got stolen, you really liked it, and you put a lot of your spirit energy into it. Oh, and so that person now has your spirit energy into this thing, and you could take it back and retrieve it. So this clearing will let you do that. Like I said, you know, each, you know, one day could take you a long time to think what you touched, who touched you, what you thought, what you wrote. You know, it can go on forever. But if you're a regular person, maybe you're just thinking about, gee, you know, I make pottery, you know, as a hobby. And, you know, so you, maybe you've made 100 different items that you sell to flea markets or something. Oh, well, then you want to go in there and retrieve your energy from those. You're going to be feeling better each time more of your spirit comes back. So that's what it's going to be doing for you when you go in there and do that. And everybody's different. We'll know where you put a lot of your energy into because it'll come up. Or to do the clearing, you're going to have that energy, and that's your spirit. Gee, where are you? You know, oh, I'm over here, you know. Remember that thing, you know, you saw it on eBay, you know, 5 years ago? Well, went to Maine, you know, and you live in California. Uh-oh, I got my spirit energy in Maine right now. I'm going to pull it back here, you know. Well, that's how you have to look at it. So that's you, ladies. That'll be free for people. I'll give that out on Sunday, the codes for that clearing.
Wow, thank you, Ron. That is really exciting. I'm looking forward to that very much. Thank you. But we will have to...
Sunday?
Yeah, we should talk about...
Sunday.
Yeah, we should talk about those. Go ahead, Cindy, if you want to just explain to people, in case you have new listeners, what Ron means by Sunday.
Oh, okay, great. On our CLS chat info page, you probably notice a lot of great information. And at the top of the page, we have our monthly calls listed. We have an Ascension preparation call on Saturday, June 7th, a four-hour call. And on Sunday, we have the physical rejuvenation call. And so that's an eight-hour call, and it's actually three Sundays. Starts June 8th, June 15th, and then June 22nd. So Ron was saying on June 8th, he's going to offer those clearing codes for us free, and creationlightship.com will take you right to the event information that's at the top, so be sure and just click on the link. Anything underlined on the info page is linked to the appropriate area. Also, Ron has noted that on Saturday, he'll be offering 7 days of water charging. So be sure and have your bottles or your jugs of water ready to go and number them 1 through 7. Also, regarding the monthly calls, if you feel that you're not available to attend in person, that is just fine. Let Ron know that you would like to attend an absentee, and then he'll take care of that. So let him know as soon as possible. Is there anything else, Ann, regarding that?
No, just that, you know, again, I guess I want to just ask Ron if he would talk a little bit about how special it is to be on those eight-hour calls or the hour healing calls, because on the hour healing calls during the week, Ron, we also go to Creation Lightship, right?
Yes. Yeah, so, yeah, the calls are all just to get rid of the gunk that you have inside of you. And from there, you're released. And naturally, once it's released, you create a void. And you don't want to have the darkness taking over the void again, because it already was there. But then you put your spirit energy back into it. That happens automatically through the calls. And that's what they're about, is to get you more with spirit energy. And the more spirit energy you have, the better you're going to feel, and you're going to feel more enlivened. And when that happens, your body may have a lot of healings happening to it. So that's the whole process. I would say that probably most people who have been on the calls, you know, even the weekly calls, you know, after, I could probably say maybe after 3 to 6 months, people look younger, okay? If anybody wants to comment on the chat about that, if they've had anybody telling them that, you know, that's pretty much what people say. And you really don't see it yourself, typically, but other people will tell you, what have you been doing? You know, you go to a certain, you know, a spa or something, or what kind of, lotion are you using or something like that? And most people who are on the calls well, don't use that stuff any longer, and they look really great. So kind of up to you, you know, if you want to change. But the whole thing is with the source energy, your spirit, it's your free will, free choice to change. Light does not tell you what to do. That's why we do sample clearing, so you can kind of say, wow, this happened so instantly, so freely, and I didn't have to do anything. It just happened. That's because you show up. And on the calls, that's what we do is help you to become more of who you are. And the calls are $20. On Tuesday, we have the call, which is energetic cordings. So, you know, this is for the person that probably typically, if, you know, you're the first time listening here, so yeah, you know, people connect to me all the time. I go to work. I take a shower when I go to work in the morning, get to work, and then at the end of the day, I feel drained. Well, like because you have all these energetic cords on you, okay? So that's what that's designed for. And then next call is Wednesday. That one's a $30 call. And then you do water charging on that. So you get 7 containers of water, too, like what we do on the Saturday call we have once a month. Charge water there also. And the next call would be on Thursday. That's where we get rid of the energetic clone bodies that are causing your problems because they drop new clones into you every 10 minutes with your last situation or problem that you're dealing with. So we help to get rid of those clone replicas of you and more of who you are. I'm more in the present moment and hold your energy. And the next night, which would be tonight, which is Friday, we do the entity calls. And entities are ghosts that hop into your body. And, you know, these are the emotional bodies known as ghosts. Emotional bodies come in and make you do things that you really would never do if you didn't have them. So they have their life of their own. They want to run your body, much like a shapeshifter coming into you or being possessed. You say that entities will possess you, and from that they'll do strange things, and because they want to live their past life from the body that they were in, or bodies that they body hopped in, into you, and that's what the entities do. And they can make you get upset and angry. They can do all different types of things. All of a sudden, you're doing things that aren't what you normally would do. And all of a sudden, you know, you're not the same person. You're possessed by entities. So that's what happens. So they have a way to control your body through motions of the people that they have been body hopping through. Bring all that stuff to you in their one package and control your physical body. So that's what entities are. Back to you, ladies.
Great, Ron. Wonderful information. Thank you so much. Someone had a question, and I'm just now going to creationlightship.com. The spirit clearing that you were referring to earlier that you're going to give away on Sunday is not on the website. Is that correct?
This one here would not be, no.
It's a new healing that you're creating, right?
Right, yeah, it'll be the special clearing, and you're going to be able to use that to bring back your spirit from different energies that you have, you know, been involved with throughout your lifetime. That's what it would be, and it'll be the special clearing. The special one I made just for physical body situations. So we're going to just change that for people. Just for this month, so you can use it for a spirit retrieval by using a special clearing for that, where you're going to be inputting the information there. So it'll be free to everybody who gets on these 8-hour calls. So back to you.
Great. Thank you, Ron. Just wanted to make sure that was clear to everybody. Cindy, did you want to read the next? Go ahead.
You bet. We do have one more email, clsquestions@yahoo.com, so be sure and send your testimony and questions, and then we can fit them into our shows. This particular email is asking about a medical appointment, and, well, first of all, how can we clear being in a medical situation, whether it's the hospital or the doctor. And is that something that you could help us with tonight to do a sample clearing run?
Well, it sounds like the person had an appointment. Is that what it started off with? You're going to see
right,
someone?
Right. The person had an appointment and wanted to know how to clear it, or if you could do a clearing for it, but it'd be nice for us all to know what would be good to clear that medical appointment.
The first thing is, not knowing what the situation would be, is this just a routine checkup, or is it actually something that you have a condition? So,
right, this is a dental evaluation, this particular one.
Okay, so you're going to the dentist. So the way to look at it is, who's going to be in the body of the dentist, and or what's going to be in the body of the dentist? Is the dentist going to be same one that you have seen, you know, maybe every year or whatever, you have your checkups or whatever? That's the first thing. So you want to make sure that person is present, physical body that worked on you last time, if it was a human, okay? That's the first thing. Next thing is... you may want to clear through a space clearing all the dental instruments that they're going to be using, as they're checking out or teeth. Okay, so make sure those are all cleaned out, so there's nothing that's going to body hop into you from them. The next thing is, what about the chair you're sitting in? And that chair probably has a lot of trauma. Okay, you're going to be sitting in the dentist chair, and what do they do? Now, what do the dentists do? Typically, they drill teeth and cause pain. That's why they numb your mouth out, right? So you're not screaming, right? But your body's still going to feel the pain if you're in that situation. So right away, that chair is going to be, you know, inundated with pain energies. So I would clean the chair out, okay, and do a space clearing on the chair. Then he's going to be touching you, or she's going to be touching you. What could happen to your body? What entities can come into him to come into you? That's the next thing. And that's probably, I guess, the easiest way for me to talk about this. I'm sure there's many, many more things going on, because remember, you don't know when you're not here. And since you're in time, you're going to be taken out of time continuously. So, you know, if you could do the mind-to-heart drop and stay in the present moment, that could help you a lot. But remember, you're going in to see somebody that, is dealing with pain, and they cause pain. So what's involved with them? You see, now I'm not saying that dentists, you know, are typically known to give pain to people, but normally that's what happens. They're there to try to help somebody, but in the process, you know, they're like a pain generator. If you have a root canal or a tooth being pulled or whatever, that's what you're dealing with. So you want to try to clear that out and just write down on a piece of paper what you need to clear. And that's how I would look at it. So it looks like our show is about ready to close here. So I just ought to say thank you, everybody, for listening. Tomorrow night we have our Saturday program on BBS, same station, same time, and we call it Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. We go to the Lightship for healing. Think of one particular situation, and we'll see if we can help you out with that. I'll turn it back over to you, ladies.
Thank you, Ron. I just wanted to add, and tomorrow night's show is always a terrific one, and it gives you a little taste of what it's like to be on those eight-hour calls. I can't recommend that more highly. And I just wanted to say one other thing, which is when you talked about the free healing that you're giving away for the spirit retrieval, a little part of me was hoping that you were going to say you just have to run that and it'll all be done for you. But, of course, you always tell us we have to tell our spirit and the light beings that are doing healings for us what it is we need. So we are going to have to put in what our issues or things that we want to be disconnected from our past into that healing. Correct, Ron?
Yes, and if you're going to be on the call, start tonight. Write down things that you put your energy into, okay?
Thank you. I just needed to say that because I know how the healings work, and I know that the more we refine what's going on and, you know, can clear know what we need cleared away, the better the healings work and the more effective they are. And so I just wanted to share that with everyone.
Yep, great. Thank you.
Okay, good night all. Thank you very much. Maybe, Cindy, I don't know if you have anything else you wanted to add, but maybe we could have a quick mind-to-heart drop, Ron, before we say goodnight to everyone.
Okay, so we'll do the mind-to-heart drop, command in your spirit to take the thoughts in your head and bring them down to your heart so they can be in peace, not tormented. So here we go. I count from 10 to 1 backwards, so 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. So if you notice right now, if you try to think, you won't have any thoughts. Because source energy doesn't have a vocabulary, and it doesn't judge. So be peaceful, and we'll see you tomorrow night, everybody. Blessings. Thank you all.
Good night, all, then. Thank you very much. Thank you, Cindy.
Thank you. Have a great night.